Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If you've lived in South Carolina for any length of time, the odds are you've tried boiled peanuts. That is our official state snack, after all. Our next guest's company is attempting to capitalize on that fact and the snack's popularity, but also by emphasizing the health benefit. Lauren Marcinkowski is CEO of Luray Peanut Company, and she joins us by phone now from the company's headquarters in Bluffton, South Carolina. Lauren, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Give us a brief history and overview of your company.
Luray Peanut Company is actually, it's named for Luray, South Carolina. One of our founding members is one of the largest peanut farmers in South Carolina, actually. And we're paying homage to the little town here where his peanut farm is located. And it was really founded around the powerful peanut, the love of the snack, and the health benefits that it has, especially as we got into it, learning more and more about how powerful of a protein it is. We figured out a way to share that in new packaging, actually, that makes it very easy for concession stands, convenience stores, to have really delicious fresh boiled peanuts as an accessible snack. That's how it all began, and it's just snowballed from there.
Okay, and so how long has this company been in business, and how many employees do you have?
Oh, well, it's been in business for about a year and a half. There's just three of us.
Okay, and so the three of you are doing what?
Well, we are currently on a sales mission. We have come up with a way to package these peanuts in a 12-ounce plastic bag that is very versatile. You can take it home and microwave it, freezable. It's very versatile, so you can do a lot of things with it. So we are focusing our next 6 months on a massive sales mission of getting the word out there that we have this versatile packaging.
The Luray Peanut Farm has been around for a long time, I guess.
And
where were they selling their peanuts before?
Well, all over the country. I mean, being one of the largest peanut farmers in South Carolina, and Corin Bowers, who's actually our partner here, he is a multi-generational farm. His father was actually on the National Peanut Board. So for generations, they have been farming peanuts. And actually, Corin was the one who really brought it to our attention that the boiled peanut is something that's totally underutilized.
Roasted peanuts and boiled peanuts. Is there a big difference nutrition-wise?
Oh, yes, huge. Well, because, you know, first of all, peanuts are actually a legume. When you don't treat them like a nut, you don't roast them, you boil them instead. They're a lot more digestible, and they actually have about 40% less calories. The biggest thing is that when you boil a peanut, it actually absorbs the nutrients and the amino acids from the shell of the peanut. So you get a lot more nutrition, a lot more of the benefits from the peanut by boiling it rather than roasting it. So peanuts actually contain all 20 essential amino acids. And the only way you get that is by boiling them. Then they also become loaded with heart-healthy fats. They don't contain any cholesterol or trans fat.
Boiled peanuts in a bag, throw them in a microwave thing. Is there not any competition that's already doing this?
Not so much, not the way that we are doing it. There's a few companies out there that you can buy a 2-pound bag at the grocery store, but to have the package versatile enough to boil it, you can throw it in the microwave, put it in a warmer. So far, nobody really is competing in that space.
It sounds like your business model then is mostly geared towards wholesaling these to concessionaires and convenience stores?
That's correct, yes. And so far around South Carolina, you can find them at Food Lion, Harris Teeter, and we are now the official boiled peanut of Georgia Southern Athletics. And we have several baseball stadiums around the state of South Carolina, too. The River Dogs in Charleston and the Florence Flamingos, actually newly branded.
And so what have been your challenges in this business?
Right now, I think we are struggling with what everyone is struggling with, is that trucking has become so expensive and complicated. Serious lack of drivers out there, which is affecting everyone's business. But like any crop, there's ups and downs and fluctuations in the market and availability. That's a constant challenge for us.
Lauren, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Lauren Marcinkowski is CEO of Luray Peanut Company. She spoke to us by phone from her company's headquarters in Bluffton, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again. And don't forget, you'll find us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.